baseball Sunday. So good to me.
It was good to me last week. I still can't hear that and not laugh and be a little embarrassed at how bad it sounded. I thought it sounded better than that. But we're going to play it because that's just who I am. All right, well, last week I went 4-1. Fliegelman went 3-2. And Marco is off to, I believe, he's not here to double check this, but I'm pretty sure, because I forgot what he did with the Jets, but I'm pretty sure Marco is now 1-4 in all 3 weeks. Is that correct?
No, I have him as 2-3 1 week. A great 2-3.
Okay.
Last week he had the Jets and the Bills.
Oh, he took the Jets last week. That's right.
So he's 4-11.
That's why I got it wrong. Okay. So he's 4-11. I'm 9-6, the only one over 500, and you are 6-9. Now, me and Marco both had the Cowboys, and because of a last second missed field goal, or I shouldn't say last second, but a missed field goal at the end of the game, you are victorious. We are not. So you could start first. You're starting the week 1-0, taking the Giants, you lucky son of a gun. And let's see where you go here the rest of the way.
So in the second local game, even though the Jets are the one, if you've seen the stat, there's only one team in the NFL that's covered a spread of more than 6 points.
Yeah.
It was the Jets last week.
Yeah.
And logically, the Jets should roll again in this game. But
yeah.
I mean, when it's, I think, 12-1, how do I not side with the 12 in a game we're forced to pick?
Yep.
So I think the Jets win this game. They should win it pretty easily. But if I'm getting a touchdown and a hook right now,
yeah,
I just can't lay that with anybody. So I'm going to take the Broncos in that game. And in the three non-locals, I'm going to die on this hill. Give me the Bengals -4.5 against the Panthers. Took them last week. Did not go well. Took them in week one against the Patriots. Don't remember if I took them week two, but I'm at least 0-2 with the Bengals.
Yeah.
At some point, they got to break through in one of these games, right? The offense has looked mostly good. Defense, a bit of a mess. But I think, you know, we see sometimes a team that fires a coach or makes a QB change can have that initial game. I think the Panthers will be better, obviously, than they were with Bryce Young. But I don't think it's going to continue to roll. The success they had last week against the Raiders will be something they have moving forward. I think Dalton makes them better, but not so much better. So even though this is almost a touchdown spread in Carolina, I'm going to take the Bengals. The other game, I love the Cardinals -3.5. As much as I love Jaden Daniels, and the Commanders were very impressive, short week for them. And even in their losses, the Cardinals have looked pretty good, not great. They gave the Bills a hard time in Buffalo. They played the Lions tough last week. This Cardinals offense is very, very good. And if I'm going to take two teams with high-flying offenses and bad defenses, give me the veteran quarterback at home. So I'll lay the points with the Cardinals there. And in the third game, torn between two here, let me go with the Packers -3. This obviously will look terrible if Jordan Love doesn't play. But because they're a three-point favorite, I'm thinking Jordan Love is going to play. And it's a tough spot for the Vikings. They've looked really good, but they played against the Giants and then a couple home games. Every time, you know, you're so high on a team after the first few weeks, I like to maybe go against them in the next spot. The Packers, high on them too, but it's with a backup quarterback and against an awful team last week in the Titans. So give me the Packers at home -3.
Yeah, and to your point about the big spreads, I saw a stat. There have been four games that have had the spread 8.5 or higher. I think that's what it was. It was either 8 or 8.5. And not only have all four covered, all four won outright. How crazy is that? That's why the 7.5 does scare me, but I just think the Jets are about to go on a roll. And I think coming off of that win that the Broncos had last week, I just think they're probably enjoying themselves a little bit too much. I think the Jets, and I love the comments from Rodgers about dealing with success. And I just think he understands that he's been through this. He's going to make sure this team understands that last week is one of many. And I just think they're going to play really well. I think they're on this Denver defense has done better than I thought. But I just have a feeling the Jets are going to roll in this game. So give me the Jets -7.5. I'm with you on the Cards. That's one of my favorite picks this week. Washington short week going across the country. Murray's been unbelievable. And that Washington defense, stinks. So I think going across the country, I know it's off of that performance, but just off of that high, I just don't know if Washington can put together two performances like that. And I love Murray at home. So give me Murray and the Cards -3.5 over Washington. And then you talk about like the high. I'm going to go against Buffalo this week. I'm going to take the Ravens minus 2.5. I know Buffalo, big wins against, you know, inferior opponents. Games have gone easy for them, especially in the first half. And I just think coming off, I still think the Ravens are a damn good team. And I know they have this problem with blowing these leads, but I just think that this is the game to go against Buffalo here. Baltimore needs this game. They're at home. They're going to get up for the game. And just the idea that Buffalo is going to play this well this many weeks in a row, we haven't seen it. We've seen them stub their toe throughout the years. So give me the Ravens to shut down this best team in the NFL, Buffalo Bills. Give me the Ravens at home, minus 2.5. And then the other game, you would talk about dying on a hill. I know they didn't necessarily play well last week, obviously. But I'm going to die on the hill that the Saints aren't as good as they showed in the first 2 weeks. I think the Falcons are a better football team. I liked what I've seen from their offense. I've liked what I've seen from their defense. I think they have a better head coach. And I honestly trust the quarterback more than I trust Carr. I know they've been explosive the first 2 weeks. I think last week you saw the Eagles kind of give you a blueprint on how to play them. Don't let them get outside. Don't let Kamara get outside. And I think if you can do that, plus I think he's banged up a little bit. Like, I just think the Falcons are the better football team. I like them at home getting minus 1.5. So I'm going to take the Cards minus 3.5, Ravens minus 2.5, Falcons minus 1.5, a bunch of home faves for my 3, and the Jets minus 7.5.